There was another editorial that he wrote that was quite barbed and a statement, a very forceful statement about social justice and reflective of Twain's maturing, kind of transforming self due to the influence of his future in-laws, the Langdons, in the fall of 1869. Twain, coming from the South, his family had slaves, grew out of that because of the influence of his soon-to-be in-laws, who were staunch abolitionists from Elmira. An editorial that he wrote, I don't know if I can say the N-word, but he put the headline on it anyway, only an N-word, and didn't sign the editorial. This is in the fall of 1869, and every time he uses that word, he puts it in the editorial, he puts it in quotation marks, which is an indicator that orthographically that you're not meant to take that word. It's a denotation that there's something else there. And what he's writing about is a lynching in Tennessee in 1869 of an innocent African-American man who was just found after his death to be innocent. Someone else confessed to a murder. But he says, well, what the heck, you know, that loss of life, it was just like property. It wasn't really a human being. It was only an N-word. And that goes on throughout the piece, but it's just loaded with the opposite meaning that, you know, the mess that was Reconstruction after the Civil War, it was only in its fourth year of Reconstruction. Civil War ended in 1865, and Twain is writing in 1869, that there's still all this slippage in the South, and folks not adhering to the law, still, you know, lynchings and white supremacy incidents and that sort of thing. So this is a very targeted editorial against that mentality. But even though we didn't sign off on it, the population around here, after, you know, maybe choking over their coffee when they saw the headline, if they read the piece carefully, they understood what his message was.